Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 885 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question coming in from Jeremy, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies because they help me and millions of other small businesses manage our business finances, from keeping track of our income, of course, to automatically keeping track of our expenses. But in addition to that, also the invoicing features are quite amazing because you can create a professional looking one in less than 30 seconds. You can send it out, see who has paid you, see who has yet to even open those invoices. Makes it really easy to follow up if you need to. So go ahead and check them out. FreshBooks.com/AskPat. You can try it out for 30 days for free if you go there and then make sure you let them know that you heard about me or heard about them on Ask Pat. So just type in Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right. So thank you so much. And here is today's question from Jeremy.
Hey, Pat. My name is Jeremy Crawford. I've been following your Smart Passive Income podcast for quite a bit now. And I recently just started listening to Ask Pat. And I find it very inspirational. And I enjoy my drive to work every morning about an hour getting to listen to Ask Pat and the SPI podcast. However, you sent out an email maybe a few weeks ago talking about how you enjoy your 9-to-5 work hours because you get to spend time with the family and the kids at night. My question for you is, for those of us that can't leave our day job yet and we have to work a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-4 or whatever hours you work, how can we still motivate ourselves and take steps at night or on the weekends to maximize our potential of making a successful business? I would really enjoy getting your take on this and kind of getting some advice on, you know, things that I can do that maybe won't necessarily take up all my time away from my two little ones and my wife, but will also help me get set on the right track to be an entrepreneur and maybe one day work for myself so I can work those 9-to-5 and have those nights and weekends off. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it, and I completely understand where you and most other people who are probably listening to this right now are coming from. You work so hard providing for your family and going to a job, helping somebody else with their own entrepreneurial dream, that it's just very hard to find the motivation to work on the dreams that you have as well and wanting to become an entrepreneur. And I completely understand, because we only have so many hours in the day, and part of entrepreneurship is going through a number of trials and errors, which takes a lot of time and motivation, and can just it could just often seem like there's no hope. And I completely understand. However, there is hope, because what's really cool about entrepreneurship is that it doesn't take a lot of time to get started. It takes time to start to see results, but the time that it takes to get started is not very much at all. And so here's a few things I would recommend for the people who are listening to who are like, Pat, like you like your 9-to-5? I thought you didn't have a 9-to-5. I think what Jeremy was talking about was that one of the benefits of having a 9-to-5 job is that you know that that's the time when you're supposed to work and you can go home after 5 or 4 and be there with your family 100%. When you are an entrepreneur, you actually can work anytime. And sometimes a lot of people, and this was me in the beginning, you have a lot of hard times kind of delineating between the two, and you can often mix those things together, and it's just not productive when you're trying to work, or you know, you're thinking about work when you're with your family, and that's not good either. I like having those boundaries, which was the key there. And I still think it's important to have that, Jeremy. I don't think that if the nighttime is the only time you have with your family, don't take that away from them. I mean, it's really important to be with your family, especially young kids. You don't want them to feel like this entrepreneurship thing is something that's taking them away from you, right? Like, I like to approach it as, hey, this is something that can actually bring us together. I used to work late at night after they went to bed. I tried to never work while they were awake so that I could spend most of my time with them at all times. I would still recommend to do that, but it's going to take some sacrifice for you to get some hours during the day where you can work. And what I would recommend is actually not expending that energy at night after the kids are asleep, because that is usually when we're the most tired. We've already used up a lot of our energy for the rest of the day and somebody else's job or somebody else's dream. But what about your own? So here's what I would recommend. This comes, and a lot of you who have heard this show before have heard me talk about this idea of paying yourself first. And this is something that comes from the financial industry, right? You get a paycheck every 2 weeks, and before you even pay any bills, before you even pay the mortgage, before you buy groceries, you just put a little bit aside, you know, $25, $100, however much you can afford. I would say like maybe 5% away, just have it automatically be deducted. Pay yourself first, which then over time builds this amazing nest egg. And if you don't see that money, you won't treat it like it's there, meaning you won't spend it, and over time it'll just continue to grow. So the same thing can be done with your time. So instead of waking up in the morning like we normally do with an alarm that tells us, hey, we have to go take our kids to school, we have to go get ready for work, why not wake up in the morning and say, all right, it's time for me to work on my own stuff until it's then time for me to go and bring the kids to school or go to work. So I would wake up earlier, and that's when I've been getting my work done now. Instead of staying late at night after the kids are asleep, I actually am a morning person now, and I never thought I would be that. Like, I'm saying this, and I know a lot of people are like, I don't know, Pat, I'm not a morning person. I'm a night owl. Well, I thought the same thing, but I am so much more productive and focused in the morning, and knowing that I eventually have to take my kids to school or I have other things to do, it just motivates me because I know I only have so much time, but that's my time. That's the personal development, business development time. And like I said earlier, it doesn't take much time to get started. So sometimes all it would require would be a little bit of planning so that maybe during a later time in the day, I can make that phone call I need to make to do a little bit of research. You know, a lot of it actually starts with not building out the website and all these other things that you might see that a business person has, creating the business cards, creating the logos. Like, yeah, that stuff takes time, but that's not the first thing you should do. Jeremy, what I would really align yourself with is, what do you want to do? How do you want to live in a few years? What would that look like? And the best way to do that would be to go through the exercises that I share in my book, Will It Fly? Now, if you feel like I'm doing this because I'm trying to sell you the book, don't. If you want a free copy of the book, Jeremy, just let me know. I'll send it to you. I'll sign it, whatever. I just want to get it in your hands and have you work through those exercises, because they will help you find the right direction. It'll also help you discover some of the ideas that you might have and where you might start in terms of the market research and all those kinds of things. And it's not going to take too much time at first. Now, those hours, maybe even if it's a half hour a day, they definitely do add up. And that way you can keep your nights and you can keep your weekends. And I feel like just adding an additional 2 to 3 hours a week on the front end of your day, with the most energy, with the stuff that's important to you for your future, can make all the difference in the world. So that's where I would start, Jeremy. Obviously, it's not going to be easy to do, but when you consider your goals and why you're doing what you're doing, I mean, you will make it happen. And I know you can do that, Jeremy. So Jeremy, thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling in, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. You know, when you only have so many hours to get stuff done, you really start to analyze, okay, well, what do I really need to work on, right? And that's what I think is key here. So Jeremy, I also want to thank not just you, but also FreshBooks for sponsoring the show. You can go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get that 30-day free trial. And then finally, here is a quote from Bushrod H. Campbell. What a name. If I've learned anything in my 70 years, it's that nothing is as good or bad as it appears. All right, thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.